a less experience or a portfolio with less pieces, but well presented, well thought out, you know, very, very well, you know, in their presentation format versus somebody who's all polished and sits back and is like, here,
really good stuff.
This, yeah, here just, you go.
This speaks for itself.
We've had one or two of those too.
You're listening to the Angry Designer Podcast, where we help frustrated graphic designers crush all the industry BS and learn what it takes to charge what you're worth and build badass rewarding careers. In this episode, we talk all about our experiences in interviewing hundreds of graphic designers over the past 25 years for positions in our creative agency, Z Factor. We cover important points that have stood out to us over the years, provide some interview advice, portfolio advice, and things that we feel you should do from start to finish to nail that job interview. But before we get into this episode, I will be giving away a brand new pair of AirPods to one of our Angry Designers. I've been really fortunate to have a really great, really fulfilling graphic design career, and I genuinely want to help every one of our Angry Designers to have the same. So I want to make some changes to the show this year, I want to improve it, but obviously I need to hear from you. I've put a super basic questionnaire up on our Instagram, in the portfolio, on our YouTube profile, and I'll also be sending it out to our mailing list. So if you guys can please fill it out. I mean, it's like 20 questions, nothing crazy. And it'll help guide this show into the future. And to somebody who fills out that questionnaire, I will be giving out a brand new pair of AirPods. So after this episode, make sure you go and fill it out for me. Now sit back, or get to work for that matter, and enjoy. Dun, 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 dun.
I know.
Hi, Moss.
I should have been a singer, right? I should have been a musician. You get just awesome pieces like that.
You would have been an awesome. You would have made an awesome guitar player.
You know, right. Except I lack the coordination involved and maybe the musical, you know, creativity.
If that was your focus, that would you would have been. You would have excelled.
My fingers are too short.
Really?
Yeah, so it doesn't work so well. Yeah, I tried. I remember trying and reaching, and it's just...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. I got like freakishly small baby hands. Well, they're not that bad. But we're always hard on ourselves,
yeah,
right?
This is true.
Right?
Yes, we are.
We're always the hardest on ourselves with this kind of stuff.
Yeah, we are.
Really Nobody likes being put under the spotlight, right? Being
this is
like
true.
All the attention
the
on them.
The pressure is
the
enough
pressure,
to
right?
crush anybody.
It's like being interviewed and stuff. And, Oh, wow, that was so
nicely done.
We did that.
But we went from you being a guitar player to an interview.
An interview.
Right to the topic.
Right,
that's impressive.
Right. Okay, but before we get too far, let's hear cheers, my friend.
Cheers, salute. What do we got here?
Today we're drinking Dillon's single grain, rye whiskey. So now one thing to remember is that we started this whole journey by doing Canadian whiskeys that were under $50.
Oh.
That was the criteria. $50 because we thought that was a lot of money back then for the whiskey. So now it's like, wow, look at this. I found this guy. And he was like, as you can tell by how empty the bottle is, I've already sampled this one.
I know.
So.
I was going to say, because I haven't had this yet.
Yep. But it is very nice. So enjoy.
Oh, that's good.
It is really nice, isn't it? It's got like three different types of oaks in there. It's got New American oak. It's got Ontario. And it's got the first fill bourbon oak. So I don't know how they do that. I don't know if it's like a communal, they share it, but whatever.
Either way, it's really good.
It's really good.
Yes.
So we've had a lot of crazy things happen, right? And I mean, it's just been a busy time.
It has.
Traveling, right? Creative South is great. Interviewing everybody's great. Now work is exploding. We're hiring somebody
else,
right?
Yeah.
It's just all of a sudden, everything's just sped up.
Yes.
When do we get a break?
Yeah. Well, there was a couple of days there where it was quieter, but
I think that was only because you were homesick because of all the beef jerky from our car trip. I think that's why it was slower for you.
That could have been. Yeah, everything else was moving out of me fast, bro. That's way TMI. Sorry, kids. Sorry.
Needless to say, though, when times are busy, it's like you've got to ramp up, and that's what we're going through right now, right? So, just jump right into this. We are interviewing again.
Yes.
We just hired somebody new, a senior designer, 5 weeks ago. And now it's like another opportunity came and we need to staff up. And now we are hiring a production person.
Yes.
And it's just like, it just feels like this cycle is such a scary thing to always do from the employer perspective, is trying to interview.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And after 25 years of doing this, right.
Yeah.
It's just like, yeah, like 25 years we've seen hundreds of portfolios. We've interviewed hundreds of graphic designers.
Yes.
Right. And not to mention admin and this and that, but mm-hmm. for the most part, it's been graphic designers.
Yep.
For the most part. We've had so many things that stand out to us, so many lessons learned.
Mm.
You know, and I know we've talked about interviews in the past, but this is maybe a little different because I think this is kind of like a summary of the past 25 years.
Yes.
You know, and just kind of like bring things together about just the whole interview experience, mm-hmm. what stood out, you know. What are the most important 5 points about people, 5 points about portfolios,
yes,
and even like a must do process,
yes,
right? I mean,
yes.
I think that's what I want to touch on today, just because, you know, above everything else, the industry's changed.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
We've
yeah.
seen it go Big from time. Print to digital to freaking AI.
Yeah.
Like it's just, it keeps evolving. And, but there's still some consistency that are throughout, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Totally. There's, it's funny because reading ahead on this, and this is brilliant, by the way, I think this, I wish I'd had this kind of stuff when I was coming up because I suck at interviews. I'm terrible at them. But, these are the kind of things that I, you know, the people, it's changed a lot.
It has changed a lot since
we were doing back then. Right.
Yeah. So, and again, I never had to do, I mean, it's been so long since I did an interview, period.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Like again, I've usually been on the other side. Well, it probably would have been, what was the job prior to this? Something. But at the same time, I know,
27 years ago.
It was quite a while. It was before Zed Factor, right?
Oh,
it was the agency before Zed Factor was my last interview. And you know, not to toot my own horn, but I killed it.
Yeah, I bet you did. Yeah,
I did because I remembered some of these things I did back then.
Yeah.
And I remember when I went to this interview, I submitted this crazy ass 3D, like total, like product design thought out resume.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I built it. It was like, it had four little, like it was built on like illustration board, right? And I cut it out. It was all those years of learning how to cut in graphic design.
Yeah.
And then I had a swivel on it. I like, you know, hinged it at the top with a screw. I wrapped it in like corrugated cardboard, stuck my own logo on it. Like this was all shit I did 26 years ago.
Wow.
And I mean, they liked it so much. They thought I was a spy for another agency, which is ridiculous. Kind of a compliment though. But it's like, I keep thinking back then, I mean, it landed me that job. They just, they said they just didn't even interview anybody else after that.
Yeah.
And I wasn't the most experienced by any means because I was still only like a few years in the industry, but it was everything else I brought to the table that.
That's the thing is it's kind of one of those elements or those moments where it's thinking outside of the box. It's a corny ass thing to say, but, and it, you made a box.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, it was kind of
so
cool.
So maybe you were thinking in the box. I don't know.
Yeah, like.
But it's a great idea. Tailoring it right to.
Right. Because I knew that company. I knew how they were edgy at the time.
Yes.
You know, oddly enough, I actually bought that unit. Our first Zed Factor was in that actual garage unit. That was the garage.
Oh, it was the garage.
Yeah.
Speaking of nostalgia, have you been to Weber and...
I know, they tore it down.
They tore that down.
Oh, that's heartbreaking. That was our very first office.
That was
when we were on top of the
Lube shop.
The creativity was because it was like oil inspired.
Everybody's got a headache at the end of the day.
I know. Oh, right?
Feel good.
That was creative, that's for sure. Yeah, that was kind of sad. It was torn down. But yeah, needless to say, like, I mean, it was a lot of those, you know, they worked for me back then and I didn't know it, but it was like a lot of those things, you know, were still, are still relevant now.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter how the industry has changed.
Yes.
It's like one thing that I have, that's a list of these things. Like after 25 years and after interviewing everybody, they're like these things that I just remember. And I'm just like, you know what? You guys got to remember some of this shit, right? Like above anything else, because we've interviewed some rock stars, right? Like we interviewed somebody that, you know, even most recently, like, you know, we had a list of like 5 or 6 candidates come. He was our first interview.
Yep.
And I was like, dude, do we really have to interview anybody else?
Yes.
Like, this is exactly what we're looking for.
Right.
And then some.
Yeah.
So we canceled everything else.
Yes.
Right? Which was, that's never happened.
Nope.
So, you know, he was a rock star and that was great.
Totally.
Then we interviewed probably what we thought was the best interviewee ever, right? And she interviewed like a pro.
Mm-hmm.
And she was such a disaster.
What a nightmare.
Right? Because it was, she totally fooled us.
Yep.
Right? And I mean, it was horrible because it was almost from that first week. It was like, wow, we totally got had.
Big time.
She came in, wanted to run the place, wanted to change process. I'm just like, dude, you're only a junior. Like, you know, but she interviewed so well. So it's like, we've been fooled by some, you know, and then I remember like, we've been having like the super, I remember that one guy, that one arrogant kid. And I was like, you know, like, describe your personality in one word. And he kind of thought about it and he looked at me and smiled and he's like, handsome. And I was just, that pretty much summed up that one.
You practically throw in the garbage.
Thanks, bud. You know, and he actually at the end of the interview, he's like, "All right, so what's the next steps? When do we start?" It's like, well, I got a couple more people, champ.
Yeah.
You know, an interview.
There's confidence, and then there's delusions, right? Well, right.
But I mean, amongst everybody else, it's like we saw patterns, and there were things that always stood out, and that's what I wanted to share today about this
beautiful,
one, right?
Beautiful.
Like, you know, four really critical, important things, you know, above anything else that I think, you know, we need to let everybody know, right? Yeah. And, you know, number one, it's the importance of standing out in a crowd.
Yes.
Right? So there's no question that this space is so freaking jam-packed. I mean, you know, the people that we're interviewing right now, they're like, yeah, it's pretty tough out there.
Yep.
Very competitive. There's lots of stuff out there, a lot of interviews. So, you know, it is so critical to figure out ways to stand out in a crowd of applicants, you know, of interviewees. Now, you know, this one, you know, you have to figure out how to distinguish yourself from other designers.
Yes.
And it doesn't mean you have to do crazy things like my portfolio, award-winning, you know, resume, right? But like, I mean, things like, you know, what one of the girls that we interviewed, you know, today, actually, after the job post and after she applied through the job app, she reached out to the company and she's like, hey, here is a copy of my resume and my portfolio. I saw your ad. It's perfect for me just in case it didn't, you know, come through. I wanted you to have a, because she knew the timing was right.
Right.
And it was like, great.
Yeah.
Top of the list.
Yeah.
Right. Because again, in a sea of like 200 applications, you're looking for ways to distinguish, you know, one person for another one. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, the ones that stood out, that went a little step further, that came in to hand it in, or that, you know, sent that extra email, made that phone call, followed us, hit us up on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
Made a difference.
Yeah.
So huge importance, right?
Yes. Yes.
Importance of a personal brand. Right. So, you know, thinking that, you know, back when I did this, I did have my own little logo.
You had your own little logo.
I did, right?
Yes.
I remember it was a globe and it had this like building that was just popping out from the top of it in that like Art Nouveau type style. It was kind of fun and it was overkill now.
Yeah.
Slap somebody if they showed it to me now. But back then it was pretty cool. And, you know, it almost goes in line with, you know, setting yourself away from everybody else. And that shit was stuff that stood out.
Yeah.
It was really important. When you know, somebody has a strong personal brand, right? They're creating a memory, you know, of who they are and their identity. And that's not like prior to the interview. That's even during the interview, right?
Yeah.
They would come in, you know, like they set themselves apart because they made sure that they had their own unique value proposition.
Right.
I know we always talk about that in products, but it's just as important as in people,
yeah.
Right? They made it known, you know, what they were, what they stood for. They weren't just another interviewee.
Right.
Right. They weren't just somebody else across the table. They were just like, no, this is who I am. And this is what I rock at, you know?
Yeah.
And you respect that, right? They specifically chose the work that they wanted to show. Right. And again, they had their own logo on every page of their portfolio. Mm-hmm. Right. Just as a reminder, like, hey, it's me. It's me. Right. Remember this. It's me. Yeah. And the best part is, they also had stories about every one of those pieces going back to them. So it just kind of like they built this own, you know, personal brand, which we tout is very important
it's
for graphic designers, right?
Do you see a lot of that? Do you see a lot of people that are...
Not enough.
That, I was just going to say
I think they're scared to do that. I think people are
thinking
it's...
Or they just haven't discovered it yet, maybe.
I don't know, but, you know, we've had many episodes about the importance of personal branding, creating a personal brand. And it's, you know, you are selling you ultimately. And, and you know, whether you're a freelancer, whether you're a small agency, or whether you're going in for an internal job, you got to brand yourself.
Yeah.
So crazy important.
You got lots of time on your hands.
Dude, once there was a girl who's like the girl with blue hair. And I was just like, what? And that's what she put that in the resume. She said that in a reply. She's like, just so you remember, I'm the girl with blue hair.
You're the girl with blue
fucking figure. She came. She was the girl with blue hair. And the best part about it is we remembered her. So even among, she wasn't that great, unfortunately. But I mean, you couldn't not remember it. Yeah. And the reality is, even though, you know, she wasn't that great, we still did want to hire her.
Yeah.
We did. We absolutely did.
Yeah.
It's just she accepted a job from somebody else. Somebody else wanted the girl with blue hair. I just thought it was adorable, right?
That's great. Like,
it
yeah.
just, you know, so whether that's setting herself up or whether that was part of the interview process, it was her personality.
Yeah.
Right? She actually had blue hair.
Yeah.
And, you know, unfortunately, we referred to as the girl blue hair, not even her name.
Yeah.
So, I mean, brilliant on her. She should open up her freelance agency with just that. Maybe she did.
And that's awesome and so cool because it's like talking to Christy. Like, she loves ponies and her favorite color was pink. Like, how much more can you get?
Personal branding, right?
Exactly. Absolutely. Like, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So lean into it. The few that did, you know, very important, very important. And another big one is the importance of showing your value.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So these are the three things that really stood out, right? Obviously, you know, standing up from the crowd, importance of your personal brand, and the importance of showing your value. And because where you want to go with this is you on the other side of the table, right? Yeah, we're interviewing for a position, right? But I want to know what else you bring to the table.
Right.
What else can you do, right? What can you help with? You know, I might be looking for a graphic designer today, but you know, if you tell me you also have the ability to do some strategic thinking, or you have managed clients in the past, right? Or you have the ability to see a project from, you know, conception to completion.
Yeah.
That you remember that shit, right? And these are the important things that I would consistently remember about people, right? It was like, you know, how are they standing up from everybody? Do they have their own brand? Mm-hmm. And what else can they bring to the table, right?
Yeah.
Because again, what I think people often forget about is, in all fairness, you know, even though you're applying, you know, for a graphics job at a graphics agency, it's actually not just about your portfolio and your graphics ability.
Yeah.
Right? Like having a portfolio is just kind of like, you know, it's your seat at the table.
Yes.
You need it, right? You need it no matter what. And as long as your portfolio, you know, if you're into this for 3 years and you're decent, right? That's good. You know, like it's almost like, all right, that's good. But from good to great, okay, there's so many other things that we look for.
Yes.
I would far rather take somebody with less graphics experience, but shows willingness to learn.
Yes.
Okay. I find a lot of people, they think their portfolio will do all the work for them.
Mm.
Right. And they're just like, nope, I'm going to bring in my portfolio. It rocks. Yep. It'll do it all.
It's just fine. Yeah.
Which is bullshit.
Yeah.
Do you know your portfolio is literally just a fucking prop? It is nothing more. When you're on this side of the thing, it is nothing more than a prop. I want you to open up your fucking prop.
Yeah.
Okay. It shouldn't do the work. It's like when somebody has a slideshow, an Excel doc, and they're just on screen and they have all the writing on there and they expect you to read.
Yes.
I don't want to do that.
No.
When people bring portfolios, they open them up and they don't say anything. They just want me to look at the work and ask the questions. Dude, it's a prop. It's a useless prop at that point.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Think of your portfolio as nothing more than just, you know, a prop for a magic show. And it's up to you to bring everything in there alive. You want to talk me through all the projects. Okay. You want to use it as a guide to, like, hey, that's what happened in this project. Here's a story on this project. Mm-hmm. That's what people need to listen. Don't rely on your portfolio to do the work for you.
Yeah.
Because it won't. It's just a prop.
It's just a prop.
Just a prop.
You know, it's funny because I make the leap or the analogy of, it's like a PowerPoint. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I remember going to one of our major clients, their function every year that they have in October. And this guy, and I worked on this deck when I was there, and it was very boring. It was very sparse and I didn't get it. I wasn't understanding what it was. But when that guy fucking hit the stage, that was the best.
It was the best
tool that he used.
Exactly.
And it was just like, oh, I get it. Because his story was selling what he was presenting.
Exactly.
Yeah. It wasn't just this and he was just clicking through it. You know what I mean?
Exactly. We went through that whole PowerPoint podcast, right?
Yep.
It's just there to spin the conversation.
Exactly.
To guide the story. But it doesn't tell the story.
It's not telling the whole story.
And the portfolio shouldn't tell the story.
Exactly.
Okay. So remember, your portfolio first and foremost is just a prop, and it's not supposed to do anything other than, you know, guide what you are going to
what
tell.
What you're talking about.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah.
There's so many other things that we look for, right? Like past experiences, but you can train somebody for the position that we want, right?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
we're looking for a production person right now, right? And we're interviewing people with tons of experience, but they're kind of dry.
Mm-hmm.
Some people with less experience, but they're exciting and they will add to the culture of the place.
Yes.
So in my opinion, you know, the one might have more experience, but if they're not going to add to everything else we got going, right? That would be a step back in our hiring process.
Totally. Yeah.
We would rather hire, you know, we always say we don't necessarily hire based on your experience. We hire based on your personality.
Your personality. That's huge.
And it's huge because we're looking for not only somebody who can get the work done, which is very important.
Yeah.
But the cultural fit.
Right.
Right. And that is, you know, their ability to add to the culture, the ability to problem solve, their ability to present, to take ownership, right? Somebody who's independent. Like there's so many more things than just the portfolio piece.
Totally. Yeah.
And I think people forget that when they get to this table because they just go in and they think that their portfolio is going to do the job.
This is it. This is all I got.
Here you go. Yeah. Right. Like, And they talk to her, this was a job for this. This was a job for this. And they keep flipping. And it's just like, dude, no, I would much rather, you know, see somebody with, you know, a half-assed portfolio. Sorry, not half-assed. Definitely not half-assed.
Yeah.
But a less experience or a portfolio with less pieces, but well presented, well thought out, you know, very, very well, you know, in their presentation format versus somebody who's all polished and sits back and is like, here,
really good stuff.
This, here you go.
This speaks for itself.
You've had one or two of those too. But it's true. Like we're not necessarily, you know, and I don't, I can't speak for all agencies.
Yeah.
I can speak for this agency. Mm-hmm. And you know, if there's one thing that I've learned is that you can train anybody, you know, in a position, but what you can't train is like the soft skills, the personality.
There we go.
You can't train that.
No, that's baked in, man. And this is the thing. That's with that one hire that we had that was such a nightmare.
Yep.
That was some great soft skills at the top, right?
Oh, like, yeah, it was.
Like getting into that position, getting you know, comfortably and in there, and like this is a good fit.
She was brilliant, dude.
But came in here and completely wanted to throw everything out the window. Like, how the hell does someone go from that to that?
Yeah. But you know, going back to her, okay, she had her own personal brand. She absolutely did.
Yes.
And she stood out in the crowd because she did her research. She found our font, our Z Factor font at the time. She used that in the resume.
Oh,
brilliant. She was brilliant. She stood out. She used red, which was, you know, our brand color.
Right.
Used that in there. Only to find out, like, after she was hired that she hated red. So it was like, wow, we totally got had, but good on you for doing that.
Wow.
Yeah. So it happens to the best of us.
Yeah, this is true. This is true.
So what we broke this down in, okay, what I did is I broke down the top five pieces of advice for an interview and the top five pieces of advice for a portfolio.
Okay.
Okay. Cool. And you know, listen to these because this isn't probably what you think. This isn't going to be make sure you have a digital piece. Make sure it's this. Make sure it's a line. That's not what this is about.
Nope.
Right? Because again, I do think that there's equal, if not more importance on the soft skills, the personality and everything else.
Yeah.
As there is in the, and we'll talk about the portfolio.
Yes.
But again, this is equally weighted, right? Mm-hmm. So the top five things, you know, pieces of advice for an interview. Okay.
Cool.
Number one, research thoroughly. Okay. I can't stand it when, you know, I ask people, so, you know, what do you know about us? Well, I went to your website.
You're a B2B agency.
Yeah,
it's just like, do you see the two today? They said exactly the same thing in the exact same cadence.
Dude.
It was just like, okay.
Well, at least the one did say she went on her YouTube and saw that. And then she did obviously find, you know, I think we were just, I think her ego was just hit a bit because she didn't find the podcast.
I think that's what it was. I was kind of waiting for that. But yeah, like, okay. Yeah, you're right. It wasn't ego bruising, I guess.
It's like, damn. Aww. You didn't have to look too much further.
You have designed for tech, but not.
I know, right? Oh, yeah. Wow. There's a little shot to this.
Keeps us humble.
But But I mean, again, you know, it is so important to research the company, mm-hmm. right? To research its culture, right? Even if you can, and I always recommend, like, see if you can research, you know, the people who are interviewing,
yeah.
right? Like, you, chances are you know people in that company, you know the people that might be interviewing you because they're going to be on the email thread, mm-hmm. right? Into like do some research on these people because this is important, because the question will always be, what do you know about us?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And even if nobody asks that, if you're able to feed that back to them in the interview, it's just like, huh?
Yeah.
Somebody who did their research.
Like, exactly.
Somebody who's showing initiative, showing that they're actually interested in this.
Yeah.
So, you know, the people who don't show anything more than just looking at our website,
a cursory glance at a website. Yeah.
Yeah. Gone.
Yeah.
Gone. And you know that they're always fake. You do work with large tech companies.
Yep. I couldn't find any of those examples.
Yeah, right? Oh, man. Mm. Well, at least you know that they looked.
You know, this is true. That's
so,
good. But
so still. Number one, research thoroughly.
Yes.
Okay.
Big
number
time.
Two, okay, for the interview, practice your responses. Okay.
Mm.
Anticipate common questions that you're going to be asked.
Yeah.
Things like, why did you get into this space, right? Yeah. What do you like about graphic design? What have you done to improve your skills? A lot of these questions, you know, are phrased in different ways, but they're always the same thing. They want to see how actively engaged people are,
mm-hmm.
right? So make sure you have an idea of what exactly should be coming out of your mouth, and don't be stunned when they, because I mean, the worst thing to do is be caught off guard and be mm-hmm. and start like fumbling your responses or yeah. faking them, because man, you yeah. can tell when they're faked.
Oh,
right?
Big time.
So, well, big thing. Oh. Right. Is, you know, practice, you know, explaining your design decisions.
Yes.
Right.
Oh,
why
that's so
you
good.
Made
yes.
the decisions you have in the past.
Yes.
Right. Not because they were trendy, not because you found them on a website, but your yeah. thought process. Start going through some of these things. Right. And, okay. Definitely make sure you have a good explanation if you have gaps in your resume.
Mm hmm.
Huge.
Right.
Right. You want to know why did you disappear? Why is there a gap here for 2 years? You yeah. know, did you disappear? Did you have a bad experience?
Mm-hmm.
Did you take a hiatus? You know, yeah. did you burn out?
Yeah.
Make sure that you're ready for all those questions.
Yeah.
Right. I don't think people do that enough.
No, I don't think so. But to be fair,
mm-hmm.
on having been on the other side of the table a billion freaking times,
mm.
every interview is different and mm-hmm. nobody does. And I'm shocked by how relaxed and fun your questions
yeah.
are.
Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
know what I mean? Like it's, well, but it's a good test of what a culture, like a,
absolutely
of what a person could fit into this.
Exactly.
Not the standard boilerplate kind of, you know,
it's nuts.
Yeah. Like
yeah.
A regular interview. And trust me, like there's some of them, they're just like the stupidest questions,
I can just
you know,
imagine,
and you're just
right?
like, oh,
why
really?
Are you asking this?
How could I prepare for this sort yeah, of thing?
Fair enough. I think maybe there's just some high level, you know, preparation that you need to have, right?
Yes.
To make sure that you understand design, you understand, yeah. you know, an answer to problem solving,
yes.
you understand, you know, some of these really high level ideas and notions that could be then maybe filtered down,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But going in blind and just being like, why do you want this job? And being like, because I need a job.
Yeah, because I need money.
Yeah, yeah, and we've had that.
Yeah.
You know, what about this position? Well, I haven't been working for a little while,
whoa,
so I need a job.
Oh, really?
You're not going to be working
you're
here, buddy.
You're not going to get
so,
this job
yeah,
by doing that.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, number three.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Demonstrate problem-solving skills.
Mm.
I love it when people start showing me, you know, this initiative that they took in order to solve a problem. They recognized a problem. They talked to me about how they went through, you know, the process they went through to try to solve that problem, and then they solved it. And if they had results thereafter, gold.
Mm.
I love having those conversations.
Yes.
That girl this afternoon, when she was talking, you saw she got a little bit excited. And so she did. So then I did. I was like, okay, good. I got a little bit more personality out of her.
Yeah.
She's just pretty dry.
Yes.
But I mean, again, it's, you know, really important if you can, you know, explain how you went through something that was very complex and difficult,
yeah.
that had maybe time constraints. How can people love to hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Because this is real world.
Yeah.
You know, even if it's just a desk job, even
yep.
if it's just, you know, pushing papers, doing production work like we're hired,
yeah. yep.
I'm still curious, you know, if you solve problems for somebody else, because that's a reflection of you and your personality.
Yeah.
Well, that's the kind of people we want to hire.
Totally. Exactly. Yeah.
Number four, right? You want to make sure you prepare really good, insightful questions to them.
Yes, that is key. We saw that this afternoon was just like almost painful.
Right? We had a couple interviews today. One,
yeah.
And I was like, so do you have any questions? She's like, oh, yeah, I have lots. And I was like, oh, what was my response? I'm like, oh, God, I knew you would. Because she was good.
She was.
And she was prepared. And they were good questions.
They were great questions.
Do you know what I mean? Yes. She set the bar so high for herself. Yeah. Because, again, you know, like what she took that extra step. It's like she had them. And she did. She said, I haven't prepared.
Yeah.
Right? We need to see that. Nothing's worse than just kind of being like,
What's a typical day?
You covered
like
everything.
Here. Yeah, you covered everything.
Oh, no, I had that. Oh. I don't mind the typical day question. I don't mind that
one. It's pretty standard, right?
Yeah.
I get it, sort of. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your holiday package like?
Yeah. FYI, asking about holiday pay, vacations, start date. That doesn't really count.
Yeah, yeah.
No, but really, like, I mean, you know, always have a list of these questions ready and prepared, okay? Because this shows that you're interested in the role, you're interested in the company, right? Yeah. Make sure your questions are even about the company.
Yeah.
Fuck, right? Yeah. When people talk about, you know, well, how did you guys start? How did you get into this? I'm like, oh, dude, I love this person, really? Right? Because it shows that they're actually interested. Yeah. They're not just here to fill a role, a body, right? And the one girl today demonstrated that incredibly
big
well.
Time.
She went above and beyond and made it look like she wanted to be part of the team.
Yeah.
Right? And, and good on her.
Yes.
Okay? I hope I'm not being fooled, but good on her for that one, right? And then last but not least, number five of these, you know, top five most important pieces of advice for interviews, follow up thoughtfully.
Yes.
Okay. Nothing else. Okay. I am almost a stickler. It's like I almost won't hire anybody if they don't send a follow-up thank you email for the interview.
That's true. Yeah.
And I mean, call it old school, you know, or call it me being, you know, a dick or whatever you want to say. But it's just there is something about them taking that extra effort and saying, you know, thanks for taking the time.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, let's face it, guys. We had four people in that interview today, right? Mm-hmm. If we were to time that by our hourly rate, that's $1,000 of agency time, okay, that we just spent talking to somebody. So, yeah, get off your fucking high horse. You should be thanking the people on the other side of the table because, you know, it's our day that's being shuffled to make this work, right? Yes. And it's just a sign of appreciation.
Yeah.
You know, it's that thoughtfulness, right? You know, sending a personalized email to the people who thanked you. You know, hey, thanks. Really enjoyed this, even if it's a group one. I don't really care. Mm-hmm. It's just going that extra step to close the loop and just acknowledging that you appreciated their time. And you know what? It really does go far. And again, it goes back to all those other points that all of a sudden you stand out above the rest, right? You're remembered. It's like now you start getting your own personal brand. Yeah. You know, all these touch points, they're so critical to this whole process.
Yeah.
Right.
On the flip side of that, do you send a response email to people after they said they thanked you for doing that? And more importantly, after they've not received the job, or do you just.
Oh yes. So the ones that, so the people who we don't bother replying to is if they don't send an email thanking us, right? Okay. Then it's just like, okay, then I don't care.
Fair enough.
If you don't care, I don't care.
Exactly.
But if somebody makes the effort to be like, hey, thanks for the, you know, I wait for, you know, if what's coming next. Time.
Yep. And then thank you.
Always. That's different. It's like they've just upped themselves to a different level.
Right.
And if they're showing willingness to try to get the job, we will at least give them the respect, you know, to say, I'm sorry, you didn't get it. This is why. And in the future, if anything changes, you know, we will. We'll do both ways.
Cool.
So absolutely.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
And again, it's, you know, I've had people in the end just be like, you know what? I got another opportunity. I remember I wanted to hire this one girl. She was so amazing. You know, in between her saying yes to me and then afterwards, she ended up getting a second job. And she was like, I'm sorry, but this is my dream job. And I was like, what? This is it? Zedvactor's not here? What the fuck? Now she's sorry. Yes. She ain't at that dream job anymore. And she ain't coming over here. So, five pieces of advice, okay? Yep. So, research the company thoroughly, okay?
Yes.
Practice research them thoroughly so you have questions in place, right?
You know
which comes afterwards, right? Practice your responses, okay? So, you're not bumbling fool when they ask you, right? Demonstrate that you have problem-solving skills because these are like ninja skills, okay? And then follow up thoughtfully thereafter, okay? So, very important for the interview portion, okay?
Yeah.
Make yourself human. Top five pieces of advice for a portfolio pieces. Okay. Yep. So again, we've done a whole episode on just portfolio stuff, but this is the top five things that stand out above and beyond that I think are really important that stand after 25 years, if I was to sum it up, these five things kill it, right?
Yep.
Number one, curate your portfolio with care.
Mm.
Okay. A lot of times people just throw a ton of shit in there. I don't have time to go through that. You right. don't have time. Again, yep. you know, this is, we're on the clock here, right? Curate it with care. Like, select only your best pieces to include in your portfolio.
Right.
I would rather look at, you know, like 6 to 8 really good pieces than 24 shitty ones.
Really?
Have like 8 pages of the exact same thing. And I had that. I gave somebody advice once. I'm like, dude, you're asking me, you have a 24 page portfolio, but 18 pages are exactly the same. Oh. I get it. You do pay per click ads, buddy. Give me something else. Oh, it drives me nuts, dude. So aim for quality, wow. not quantity.
Right.
Okay. Absolutely. Right. So just not just about the most and here's key. Don't just think about the prettiest pieces. Okay.
Yes.
This is key.
Yeah.
Don't go in being like, what's my best looking piece? Mm-hmm. It's not that. It's which piece tells the best story.
Yes.
Okay. And I can't even stress how important that is. Mm. Everybody always goes to their sexiest, nicest looking, which they had the smallest role in, right? No, I want to know the story. Pick a piece that, you know, you had to solve the problem. Oh. You had to go to hell and back to have to finish this job. Yeah. You managed to work nights and weekends, and this got the customer 10 times the response rate they did. And it just be like, that's a great story.
Yeah.
I'm going to remember that. Yes. Versus, this is a really nice looking piece. Next. Yeah.
Here's the same thing, only in blue.
In blue. Thanks. You can show it to me in a different Pantone color. Number two.
Yeah.
Okay. When you can, tell a story. Every piece in that portfolio should tell the story. Because again, you should be telling me the narrative of that piece. Yeah. Don't just, you know, turn the page and expect me to look at it. Mm-hmm. And even more so, expect me to ask questions right. about it.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Forget that.
I don't have time for that.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
You need to, again, you're presenting this to me. You are presenting your portfolio.
Yes.
So make sure you're able to tell a story about everything in there.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And, you know, because what this does is it helps us understand the depth of your capabilities.
Right. You're telling the story, like, exactly like you said. This is a piece that this was the problem that needed to be solved.
Mm-hmm.
And X with the this is how we achieved this. This was the results that the client got, you know.
This is the kind of stuff that we get excited
yes,
about.
Yes, exactly.
We want people to stand out.
Yes.
And that's how you do it. Is you start, make sure it's a good story that you're telling us, right?
Right.
Because again, the most important is we want to know how you're able to tackle real world problems.
Yeah.
Not just make stuff look pretty and like, you know, have like, shit, if I want that, I just go and dribble.
Yeah.
Right? And just look through other people's just mindless pictures.
Easy peasy.
You know, you need to showcase your versatility.
Ah.
Okay? So again, that dude showing me 18 pages of the same shit. I get it, dude. You can do pay-per-click ads. One page spread would have done enough. Would have
been fine.
Okay? Yes. But if you were to show me pay-per-click and then, hey, I also took that and put it on a backdrop because they had a trade show.
Right.
You know, and I also had to apply it to a web page banner or build a web page around it or build this... that's what we want to see. We
exactly.
want to see, again, this is an agency,
mm-hmm.
you know, and hey, I don't care if you're like, oh no, I'm going to niche into logo design. Well, guess what? Then, you know, applying to a full service agency is not.
Yeah.
It's good not what luck.
You
wanted.
Yeah. Yeah. You might as well do that on your own, buddy.
Yeah. Right. Good luck on that one because that's not what you're going to get.
Yeah, that's right.
Or as an in-house, you know, designer, you're not going to get just that specialized skill.
Exactly.
Hey, if that's what you want to do, that's good. But then you have to really reconsider who you're interviewing and why. Okay.
Yes.
So again, we want to see the kind of projects across different kinds of varieties, mediums, experiences, right? Show us the breadth of your capabilities. Okay.
Right.
Not, you know, your niche specific, awesome, you know, one thing that you do well.
Yeah.
That's not what works for us.
Does that include your, like, say, Photoshop skills or Illustrator skills?
Well, no, because that's the like breadth of your skills, right? That's all right. Right?
Okay.
Like, again,
it should be.
You want to see that, right?
But right.
Unless I'm Dan Jansen and I am hiring an illustrator.
Totally.
And only an illustrator.
He doesn't want to see any design.
Yeah. I don't want somebody else to come in here and be like, oh, you know, Massimo, you're looking for a, you know, senior graphic designer. Well, here's my illustrator only portfolio.
There we go.
Yeah. It's like, no, dude, that's not it, right?
Totally opposite of what
exactly,
I... Yeah,
exactly, okay. Right?
Fair enough. You're right. Dan would be specific to a certain...
If that's what he was looking for, absolutely. Yeah. But, I mean, at the same time, he's a full-service agency. He might be looking for people to do other things other than he's got his illustrators.
This could be his... Yeah, this could be your strong suit, but if you've got everything else, the diversity is the key there.
Exactly,
yeah, you're right.
Number four, keep it updated. Okay. And what I mean by that is I don't want to see, you know, hey, I did this job for Google in 2008.
Ooh.
Because again, it's just like, well, what are you doing? You're trying to impress me with an old brand from 20 years ago that you did, you know, like cool that you did something for Google, but it was 18 years ago. I there's no way to validate that. It's ugly now. It's not even topical. Right? I don't like these people who drop logos, you know, because they're thinking that they're big shots and they have these logos, but they're for companies that are, you know, already like so many. It needs to be shit that you've touched within the past 2-3 years tops. And that might be only because it's a COVID year.
Right.
Okay. We take mercy on COVID years. But realistically, you know, you need to show that you're current.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't want to see somebody's portfolio from 8-10 years ago and the work you did, because again, it's not relevant.
Right.
It's not relevant to now. Things change. You know, software's change, technology changes, how we reach people, the messaging, the style. So give yourselves 2-3 years tops,
yeah,
and that's it. All right, your material. And then last but not least, okay, when it comes to your portfolio, I am always most impressed when people optimize their portfolio for the job, the presentation, the company, okay? I can always appreciate a good portfolio. Mm-hmm. You know, if somebody comes in and they're showing me work that's from, you know, the pet industry, and she did a fashion brand, and she also did, you know, I don't know, cards for her friend's wedding. Hey, cool, that's great. You know, I can appreciate that.
Yep.
But if somebody comes in and is like, hey, I did this for this tech company. Mm-hmm. I did this for this B2B company. I did this for, and they tailored their portfolio to the company that they're interviewing for. Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, again, we talk about setting yourself apart from everybody else.
Yeah.
That's how you do it. Exactly. They branded themselves. It's just like, it's a no-brainer. It's just like, we right to the top of the pile, right? Because again, they curated it. To think that you can create one portfolio and use it across everything, in-house, this agency, that. Dude.
No, ridiculous.
It is ridiculous, right? And it doesn't work.
No.
So, you know, I would honestly say it's to your advantage, right, to optimize it, you know, to tailor it to the person or the company that you're interviewing.
Yeah.
Okay. And even one step further, tailor it and optimize it to the format. If it's print, okay, make sure you're printing it on really good, high quality, glossy paper, you know, high resolution.
Yeah.
If it's digital, make sure it's not going to get stretched or skewed. Make sure it's going to be at the right, you know, dimensions, screen dimensions that you want people to view it on.
Yeah.
Make sure that your portfolio is optimized for the company and for the way it's being viewed.
Right.
Critical.
Yeah.
Okay. So 5 things for your portfolio.
Yeah.
Make sure you curate it with care. Okay. And that's just like curating the best quality stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Always tell the story. Show your versatility with your work. Keep your portfolio updated. And last but not least, optimize it for the audience who's viewing it. Okay. Nice. These are all, so 5 for personal interview and then 5 for your portfolio.
Right.
Above anything else, I mean, anything else at this point is gravy.
Yes.
But this just sums it up that, you know, it doesn't take much. If you follow all these for an interview, you're gold.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. These are awesome things that you definitely should be doing for sure. I mean, good Lord, like, why wouldn't you tailor it to the job that you're looking for?
It happens.
But it happens a lot. It's sad that you have to witness that.
But you know, I wish I found the interview. We had an angry designer once send us a note saying, you know, I listened to your podcast about this. I listened to this episode. I started tailoring my portfolio, you know, for the companies that I was interviewing with. And I got a job with the company I wanted to get a company.
Yes.
Because they, now, is it 100% because of us and we rock?
No.
I'd say yes. But
okay,
you know, we practice humility, so no, absolutely not. But it helped. And that's where I'm getting at here.
Exactly.
It made a difference, right? And again, whether it just made her stand out amongst the crowd, she still had to finish. She still had to do everything else.
She still had to do everything else. All on the other list. Parts.
Yes. All it was is just we helped her get to the top of that list.
Yeah.
And that's what's most important.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, the other part, though, that I think is people, there's always an awkwardness. Okay, when it comes to that. And you know, I can't say that this is for everybody, okay? But there is a process that I like to see. I like to experience with people, right? When somebody comes in, you know, when we go in there, when we're, you know, like our process is, it's not very formalized.
No.
But I mean, obviously somebody comes in, we're working, right? And then they're greeted. They'll bring them to the, you know, the quasi boardroom. It's a boardroom.
Yeah.
Right? And they hang out there. It's a cool place to listen to music, whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
When we come in, I love it when somebody stands up extend their hand.
Yep.
And they're like, hi, I'm so-and-so.
Yes.
Right? And it's like, oh, I'm Sean. I'm Mackenzie. You know, oh, I'm Massimo. Oh, you're Massimo. You're the one I was talking to. Yes. Oh, you're Mac. And all of a sudden, it's just like barriers are dropped.
Exactly.
Okay. Extending
faces
that
hand. To names.
Absolutely. Yeah. Right. Extending that hand, shaking it, you know, and introducing yourself. It's hard for some people. I get it. Maybe some people might be a little bit more withdrawn, but you know, it just brings down that whole tension, that awkwardness.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And hey, you know what? If people are like, oh, no, we're a non-handshaking place, which I don't think is a thing anymore. I think everybody's back to shaking
now. I think everybody is.
Right? Yes. If not, then make a joke about it, you know, make a joke about COVID or elbow somebody, whatever it takes at that point, right?
Yes.
But I'd be shocked if anybody doesn't shake hands anymore, right?
Yeah, I think it's coming back.
So first thing, right? Just do that, right?
Yes.
You know, when you're interviewing, when you're talking to people, eye contact is so important. That poor girl today, she could not. She's looking at you a lot.
Yeah, I know. What's that all about?
She had her eye on Sean quite a bit. But, you know, I was just like, no, eye contact over here. And sometimes she would look up or sometimes she would look down.
Yeah.
And it's just, it made it very awkward. And that's hard
that
for
is.
Some people, right? But the reality is, in order to make that human connection with people, you need to look at them in the eyes.
Right.
Right? So, again, remember, eye contact is so important.
And I think that's the key to it. It's just people talking.
It is.
You know what I mean? Like, and I think some people get it worked up in their heads that it's, you know, it's the life or death situation. And if I say the wrong fucking thing, I'm going
to
be.
There's no reason to be nervous about this.
It's like anything else.
Yep.
It's like design. You do your best and you know, you're going to fall down sometimes. But
absolutely.
You learn from it and then you get back up.
But
and
again,
you do it
this
again.
Isn't a life or death situation.
This
it's
is
an
not.
Interview for a job.
That's exactly
if you want it, that's cool. And you can say that, you know, you want it. But you don't have to, you know, bring that down.
Yeah.
Be human.
Yeah.
Right. And it takes that edge off.
Yeah.
Okay, you can still be a little nervous, and some people are awkward interviewers because they're nervous.
You expect that, though, right?
Yeah. Totally, and we anticipate for it, right? Yeah. We give people a lot of slack when it comes to that, right? Mm-hmm. But again, it makes a difference if they're forcing to look at eye contact, right? Open body language. Okay, if somebody's like interviewing, and I get some people nervously cross their arms, bad. You don't do that. You never cross your arms, right? Because it's very standoffish.
Oh, it is.
It's very like you're being almost not confrontational, like you're almost, you know, accusatory. You're just like, okay, what's up with you? Why? Don't do that. Some people do it nervously, right? It's true. Never slouch. Try to keep good posture.
I think I did that.
I always
interviewed like this.
That's okay. That's not bad.
Oh, that's okay.
Not bad. Yeah. Now that's engaged.
Engaged.
You're leaning forward,
right?
But slouching, crossing your arms, sitting back.
Not
so good, right?
Okay.
So again, you know, open body language, no slouching, no crossing arms. Sit straight. That girl today was sitting straight, like
very uncomfortable.
I was like, how do you sit so straight for so long? But she was on the ball and she was answering everybody. She looked at everybody in the eyes. Yeah. She could very well be one of the best interviewees ever.
The
right?
first one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. The second one was stiff, though, no?
Yeah, I think she was that uncomfortable stiff.
She was, like that, I'm not really comfortable doing this kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely, right? Nod, smile genuinely, right? Look engaged, because again, when you're nodding, it means like you're listening to people, right? Versus being very stiff and straight, not, right?
Yeah.
Try not to fidget. Right? Sit still, you know, if the interviewer, you know, is very, you know, like open and moving around, then try to mirror
that,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause again, if you want to mirror that energy,
right.
So you're doing the same thing, right?
Yeah.
If you're an introvert, which is totally okay, that's okay. But there's a couple other things you should do. If you're an introvert, right? You should rehearse your speech.
Yes.
Okay. Rehearse all those questions you want to ask or what you're going to talk about in your portfolio. And I'm sorry if as an introvert, that's uncomfortable and you, but again, rehearsing only helps you.
Yes.
Okay. If you're an introvert, you know, leverage your listening skills, leverage, sit back, actively listen so you can respond thoughtfully. So you can ask very thoughtful questions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And again, these are advantages introverts have, right?
Yeah.
And most importantly, if you are an introvert who's interviewing, schedule yourself some free time before the interview and some free time, quiet time, we'll call
just
it, before and after.
Just to chill.
Right. Yeah, so before you're nice, quiet, you know, beforehand, you can bring yourself down, get yourself pumped up, think about everything.
Yeah.
Afterwards, you can decompress, right? It's very important, right?
Yes.
To recognize those things, right?
Yeah.
And then, you know, most important, after the interview, okay, as I said, always do that thank you email, okay? Hit them up on LinkedIn. It's a new contact. Take advantage of that contact, right? Send a thank you email. Very important to send that thank you
big
email,
time.
In my opinion.
Yep.
And again, follow up, you know, follow up with this one.
Wow.
Yeah. There's a lot to remember. There's definitely a lot to remember.
Do people generally follow up with you?
Yeah.
They do.
Well, the ones that follow up are the ones that we hire.
Are the ones that we hire.
Yeah. And that's key.
That's good. Yes.
Right? And that is really, really, really critical.
But most people do.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, no.
Oh.
Most people don't.
They don't.
And that's when it gets really hard if I have to hire somebody and there's nobody who, and again, I will hold out and keep looking for more people. I generally only hire the people who follow up.
Who follow up.
Crazy, right?
No.
Again, it's a weird thing of mine. I don't know what it is.
I totally understand. It's like you said, that's $1,000 of time, of your time.
Yeah.
That's sitting in this.
And it just shows that they actually are, you know, engaged early. Or they could be faking it all. But the reality is, it's like there's a process and they are finished. If they're good up front and all that other, they'll be good at the end. And even if somebody is only half-assed, if they send that thank you email, it's respectful, it's thoughtful, you know?
Yeah.
There's a big part to that.
It's huge. Yeah. It's totally huge. Because, it's a respectful thing. Like, and it shows that you're interested. Hey, this was awesome. I, you know, no matter how it goes, this was a great experience for me.
Yeah.
I really hope to get the job.
Absolutely.
You know
what
I mean? Like, it's a follow-up is crucial, I think.
Needless to say, you know, first and foremost, you know, I think we had some pretty good interviews today.
We did. We really did. What did you think of the second one?
You know, the second one I liked. I was worried that maybe she would enjoy this environment, but I don't know how much she would add to it. Mm-hmm. But the first one might take over this fucking environment. But at the same time, I appreciate that kind of gusto.
This is true. And again, this is such a...
She was such a take charge person. I did love that.
And this is such an interesting, like just the two that I did today. Like, I don't envy your position at all.
No.
Because it's such a crapshoot, really.
It is a crapshoot, you know. But, you know, I'd be close to saying that one was such a good interview that I'm ready to bring her a second interview if she follows up.
If she follows up.
Okay. Better fucking follow up.
Yeah. She hasn't?
Well, no, not yet.
Not yet.
I know.
Ugh. What's the cutoff?
I don't know. A couple days. Well, no, we told her Friday.
Oh, okay.
Right? We said by end of week.
You should follow up before that.
Oh, yeah. It's like a first date. These games, right? After the first date, some people might say it's needy, but I was that guy who's like, as soon as you walk away down the street, I'm texting and driving. What a great day.
That was awesome.
Can't wait to see it again. Cars are like, okay, that was a little pathetic. Can't wait till our next date. Please.
Let's go for a next date. You wanted. That's, you're interested.
Yeah,
that's
exactly a good thing. Right? I would say it's a good thing. I don't think that it's,
I don't think that's bad.
Our superstar rock star, you know, he sent a thank you email within 1 hour.
The new guy.
Yeah. 1 hour after our interview, he sent it and we canceled basically every other interview after was just like, that's our guy.
So how important is age to you?
Nothing. It's not. Age is not important.
No, it should be more important for older people.
No, I'm saying like, to me.
You know what I mean?
I'm saying age isn't a factor for me. But that's what I'm saying. Like, right?
He had his shit together.
Yeah.
That was a brilliant interview. That was one of the best interviews.
It was. And FYI, you know, just because, you know, you might feel like you're older or whatever, dude we hired was like, I don't want to say anything, but he's turning 50 this year.
Yeah.
And I was so happy to hire him. He's probably one of the best hires we've had.
He has, he just like took it to like a duck to water.
Like, and it was just like, wait, how would you handle this? And I was like, of course you'd handle it like that. You've got 20 years experience. How would you, he was the real deal.
Exactly.
Right.
And so that was my greater point. It's like, if you're longer in the tooth like us, lean on that experience. That's the key. You have stories.
He had great stories. You know, we didn't even look at his portfolio, did we?
I don't think we did.
He was
just so good.
Well, because we just talked, and after talking with him, you knew he knew his shit.
Yes.
Right? He could have, I mean, we took a chance in that sense, that, like, because we didn't look at his portfolio pieces. It was just like, that was attached to his resume, and that was it.
You got a good vibe from him. He knew his shit. And
he was like, this is how I would handle it. Yeah. He was cool. He wasn't arrogant. Wasn't cocky.
He's a lovely man.
Yeah. Just like, hey, I've been doing this for this long. This is how I'd handle it. And it was like, that's a perfect answer because that's pretty much how we'd handle it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, great hire.
Yeah.
So
So you've done really well. There's a lot of great hires back there.
But we'll see. Well, the team we have now is the best team ever.
And totally.
We got a great fucking team. That's why. Yeah. This next hire will be very important.
It will be very important.
Boom.
Keep posted.
All right, everybody. Well, listen, I hope you got some sort of, gleaned some sort of, you know, anything. What do you want to say? Like,
these are great tips to have for trying to get a job. This stuff here will get you a job.
I think
If you follow this to the letter.
I'm sure there's people that say you go through these 20, 30 things. And I'm just like, you know what? No. In the past 25 years, these are the most important things I've noticed.
Totally.
These are five things to worry about in your interview, five things to worry about in your portfolio.
Please,
this is the process. Shake people's hands.
Yes.
Look at them. Talk to them. You know, engage with them and follow up with them. Yes. Holy cow.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Sing it, brother. All right, everybody. I hope you guys got something out of this one. Please, you know, drop us a line on Instagram. Let us know how this worked out for you. You know, let us know if you agree, disagree, if you got anything to add on this. You know, it's fun to have these conversations.
Yeah.
As you know, we're also on YouTube. So, you know, take this, share it with anybody who you know might be looking for work or might be going through this process. This is like evergreen material. Nothing here has changed in the past 25 years.
Evergreen material.
It is. And I don't think it's ever going to change, right? It really is. He likes evergreen material.
Evergreen material. Like it's always legit,
dude. This is always legit. That's right? It's always important.
Yeah, this is true. Yeah, absolutely. That is a perfect analogy.
And please pay extra attention to our Angry Designer live podcasts. So right now, the first batch of live event podcasts were from Creative South. We had a blast. We interviewed awesome people, so check them all out. And we're hoping to do many more at other events, right?
Shout out to Big Mike. Big Mike.
Big Mike. All right, everybody. My name's Massimo.
My name is Sean.
Stay creative.
And stay angry.
Peace.